other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Jerome Course is coming up in the next segment. Breaking at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Media lumps in whistleblowers with mass murderers. Time magazine says Edward Snowden equals Aaron Alexis. It actually says that. Well, nobody really reads Time magazine anymore. That's what you guys don't get. You have really dropped the ball now. People are not buying in to what you have to say and what you stand for. And if we can punch it up on screen, I'll show people the actual Time magazine article that's out in the new issue. It says, before Snowden, historic turncoats, intelligence moles, aiding the enemy, murderers, Soviet spies, and there they are. You're now a Soviet spy, you're now a murderer, you're now a bomber. If you expose the government committing crime, what a group of crooks that this system is. And look, they've got Snowden right next to Aaron Alexis and Bradley Manning or Chelsea Manning or Brandy Manning. What's his name now? Chelsea Manning. But Major Nadal Hassan, they don't call that terrorism. They blame that on gun owners. So there you go. Snowden's with a guy that attacked a military base. Totally disgusting, showing the yellow journalism. New level of yellow journalism. Let's go to Bill. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, pleasure to talk to you. It's a breath of fresh air to finally see politicians who actually stand. And could you imagine Obama standing for 21 hours?
I can imagine him partying at a Jay-Z thing and snorting cocaine and smoking packs of cigarettes. Or I can imagine Hillary at a 21-hour lesbian orgy. But I can't. I mean, that's all public now. We always knew it. I can imagine Bill Clinton biting and raping women for 24 hours. That's what he does, is bite them. He holds them down while he bites them and rapes them. He settled in court on that. So, yeah, I can imagine him actually raping women for 24 hours, but I can't, or snorting cocaine, but I can't imagine him eloquently speaking on liberty as a statesman. Why do you ask?
It's just a complete breath of fresh air. I did not think that there was anybody left in the Republican Party that would that would stand on their principles. They usually bend and flutter in the wind as soon as they get up to Washington. It's really good. Hopefully, we can keep supporting them and keep our eye on them and keep pressuring them and get them to keep going in the same direction.
Well, that's right. Rand Paul is able to do this because he has massive support. So is Ted Cruz. And they're now the example for a whole new generation. And by the way, at internal Democratic Party fundraisers with Obama and Reid and the Vice President Biden, Joe Biden, as they call him, Mr. Shotgun, they're panicking and stuff that they don't want to get out going. We're in trouble. The Tea Party's the enemy. That's why they're on the news going, racist, killers, Jones is a bomber, that arrests them. They're like, shut them up now. We don't want them to know about Hillary and all her girlfriends. Shut him up. And it just goes on and on. And again, we've known about Hillary and her girlfriends forever. It's just, the whole point is, it just shows how, I mean, when they ordered the hit on the ambassador, he went to the Jay-Z concert. It wasn't that he went to the Jay-Z thing, the private Jay-Z deal, and didn't care. That's how you run, mafia game is, the ambassador sending cables back. They don't want to give heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda that were shipped down there by the State Department. Well, listen. Looks like just turn the security force loose on them. I'm going to go party. Anything else to say there?
On Fox News on Sunday, the past Sunday, I haven't heard you mention it, Jesse Trudeau was on, and he had got a hold of a document that states, right there in the document, that two suspects pull up in a Ryder truck. 3 minutes, 6 seconds later, two suspects exit the truck. And
They declared national security in the Oklahoma City bombing. FBI agents went public. McVeigh with the other federal agents all there, including high-level FBI agents. We've talked to the witnesses. They all saw him wire the bombs. They told him it was a drill, of course. Introduce O1. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the winds.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I appreciate him coming on short notice. He is a best-selling author and one of the head researchers over at WorldNetDaily.com. He's a frequent contributor to our radio and TV show here at InfoWars.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi received his PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72. He's currently senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. He's also an investigative reporter. He's written a bunch of number one best-selling New York Times political books that have changed the outcome of elections. And I want to have him with us here today to get into Ted Cruz, the libertarian conservative revolution, the Gallup poll showing all-time no trust in government, and so much more. But Dr. Corsi, you were on Monday, and maybe one out of, let's not, it's got to be 500 videos get censored by YouTube. And YouTube's a large part of our outreach. We've reached conservatively with our channels 500 million people just with our channels. We've got 330-something million on one channel. We have films that get seen 20, 30, 40 million times on other folks' channels. So it's an important outreach to people that don't listen to talk radio. And every time I talk about Saudi Arabia funding terrorism, which is on record, every time I talk about Obama connected to funding terrorism, we're seeing censorship. They have blocked the video on my smartphone and other smartphones, and on regular computers it says breaking, Obama linked to Kenyan mall massacre revealed. And we show all the links and the history and Odinga and being with the radical Muslims and Obama funding the Muslim Brotherhood out of Kenya that you wrote about a month ago, and it's in the Egyptian press. So I want to give you the floor for the 8 minutes. I'm not going to interrupt you until we go to break, because I want you to hear what you really have to say, because you always bring up so much it makes me bring up other points. I'm going to give you the floor, sir. Well, okay? And to go over this type of censorship we're seeing and any new developments that are unfolding. Then we'll go to break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to go into some of the other things that are happening political. But Dr. Corsi, go ahead.
Well, the main links here are that Kenya, of course, which is what Obama claims is his, you know, the country of his father. Obama, going back to Odinga, who is the Luo tribe member, as Obama's family was Luo tribe, in the run-up to the election in 2007, Obama and Odinga were close. Obama was in Kenya in 2006 before he ran for election and made contact with Odinga. Odinga signed an agreement. It was first a secret agreement, then it was brought forward to the public in Kenya with radical Islamicists in Kenya saying that if they would support Odinga, he would sway the government to accommodate Islamist interests and would work with his new constitution to put increasingly Kenya under Sharia law. Well, Odinga did not win the election. And as part of the plan that had been discussed with Obama, and I documented that back in 2008 election, that Obama and Odinga were going to have this violence, which Odinga had. The Luo tribe members rose up against the Kikuyu. People were killed. Christians were burned in churches in Kenya. Obama did not condemn the violence. He used the violence to advance the career of Odinga. Kofi Annan entered. Odinga became co-head of state with President Kibaki. He became prime minister. And then the rolling forward, when Obama is president, we're putting all kinds of foreign aid into Kenya. We are actually using U.S. public money, taxpayer money, to fund the constitution passing, this new constitution pressed by Odinga, which opens up again Kenya to Sharia law, which invites in various Islamic factions. Islamic factions are coming in from Somalia. These are welcomed in by Odinga, and the radical Islamic presence in Kenya begins to build. At the same time, Malik Obama, who is the brother, the half-brother of Barack Obama in Kenya, emerges and he is managing money for the Egyptian Brotherhood for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And the Egyptian government comes out and they say they're going to prosecute. There have been criminal charges filed against Malik for running terrorist money. Now the Muslim Brotherhood is actually illegal, condemned within Egypt. There's a number of Muslim Brotherhood members in prison, going to await trial. The government, and this new government, the military government, has announced that they will reveal the links of Obama, president in the White House, supporting through his brother Malik, the Muslim Brotherhood interests in radical Islam throughout Egypt, throughout North Africa, and into Kenya. Malik also manages the Islamic Dawah Fund, which is a North Sudanese fund, another terrorist fund, for the president of that country, Bashar, who is under a criminal indictment by the International Criminal Court, The Hague, for genocide. And Malik Obama has these deep ties. He's running a fraudulent 501c3 in the United States, named after his brother, the Barack H. Obama Foundation, that Lois Lerner gave retroactive determination letter so that it was a tax-free organization, tax-exempt organization.
And now Obama has signed orders 2 weeks ago to openly arm terrorists. He's so evil and so gangster and so corrupt and getting away with everything, I can't even believe it's gotten this wild. And that he actually, for all intents and purposes, Obama is the head of Al-Qaeda worldwide.
Well, I've said that. I've said basically we are Al-Qaeda. People have got to understand we've become Al-Qaeda. The United States has been funding Al-Qaeda, certainly since before Gaddafi fell. What we were doing with Benghazi, because remember, Ambassador Stevens came into Libya through Benghazi before we had diplomatic relations with Libya. And what he was doing was working with the Al-Qaeda factions, the radical Islamic factions. The Obama administration was arming these factions. We were producing weapons so they could oppose and depose Gaddafi. Once Gaddafi was deposed and the radical Al-Qaeda forces took over Libya, and now Ambassador Stevens is ambassador. He's again in Benghazi, and we're running guns now from Libya to Al-Qaeda and the jihadis and sending terrorists from Libya via Turkey and arms into Syria, where we're backing the Al-Qaeda forces again, just as we back the Muslim Brotherhood forces throughout Northern Africa. And again, these are all radical jihadist factors. The Muslim Brotherhood is now outlawed as a criminal terrorist organization in Egypt, and President Obama was solidly behind the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. That's the story. It's all true.
And when you say we're behind Al-Qaeda, obviously criminal elements in the government centered around Obama, and it goes back before that, but why would they calculate to stir up a Sunni-Shiite civil war across the Middle East, offensively with the West committing war crimes, arming Al-Qaeda, to start the fight under common law and international law that is a war crime? And how do they think they're going to get away with this? And now you have spectacles like the head of al-Nusra, who's also the head of al-Qaeda, coming out 2 weeks ago and saying attack soft targets, and now they're doing it. And then Obama's half-brother is involved funding these groups, and it's public. I mean, I just can't believe how naked they are. They're not even trying to hide it. I mean, Reagan arming the Contras was nothing compared to this. I mean, how do they – why are they so arrogant?
Well, because, again, follow the money. The interests being served here are Saudi Arabia, and Obama is serving Saudi Arabia's interests, lying to the American public. Another CIA set of lies. Look who's in charge of the CIA, John Brennan. John Brennan's intelligence firm, before Obama was president, sanitized Obama's passport records. The two employees for Brennan who did it were not reprimanded, fired. Their names weren't even released. And then Brennan emerges as National Security Advisor in the White House, and now he's elevated to head of the CIA. The only benefit here is that Saudi Arabia wants to destabilize the Middle East in favor of Sunni groups, Sunni radical groups that can oppose the Shiites in Iran and any forces tied to the Shiites, like Assad in Syria. And the reason for this is oil. It's money and oil. Saudi Arabia wants to keep the price of oil high. They don't want any competition. They want the United States serving their oil interests.
That's right. Dr. Corsi, stay there. We're going to come back. I want to segue with you into domestic politics, Obama is clearly crashing and burning. He's sinking right now. The American people are turning on the whole system. What will they pull to try to get out of this? Because I can just feel the false flag coming. We'll talk to an expert straight ahead.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Cal-Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
This is the end of the establishment's credibility, so they're going right to authoritarianism. And I have been censored, or they've attempted to censor me over and over again when I criticize Saudi Arabia. And I guess that's because they're on record being very authoritarian, buying up a lot of U.S. companies and media, including a large position in News Corp, Hollywood, you name it. And there are a lot of other power groups as well. But Saudi Arabia would love to turn America into a police state. That is their ruling power structure. And Dr. Corsi, again, they're censoring our interview. I'd like to send that to you. Perhaps you can do a blurb on it, because you so eloquently in 20 minutes in those two segments laid it all out. And what you're saying on air really scares them. I've never seen trolls come out online and attack the video like this all over the place. In fact, people threatening to kill me en masse, emails, phone calls, and on YouTube. And it's broken English, too. I guess they have brigades, like many other countries do, of kind of their citizen little princelings. There's tens of thousands of them, and their minions. I guess they're harems of kidnapped women from the West or whatever, attacking me right now in broken English. It's pretty disgusting. What else should I expect for daring to talk bad about Saudi Arabia?
Well, I mean, all kinds of investigations, one kind or another, that's possible. Any kind of surveillance that could be done, they'll do a whole variety of things. I mean, I'm sure all the taxes have been looked at for sure. They've probably had all kinds of audits. But, you know, the control over the investments, it's always important to look at the money. And if you want to take a fundamental look at our Middle Eastern strategy, and especially the Obama administration with regards to terrorism, is dictated out of Saudi Arabia. That the whole destabilization, we had very stable regimes with Mubarak. We had stable regimes with Gaddafi. They may not have been, the best in terms of human rights, but there are very little of that region that is the best in human rights.
All the churches weren't being blown up, and Christians weren't being crucified down the road.
And the destabilization was in favor, began with the Arab Spring. And this Arab Spring was really a rise of radical Islam. And anyone who understood it understood that this was not a democratic movement.
And Google's on record 4 years ago helping coordinate it for them.
Well, Google Twitter is also another. All these organizations. Twitter has also got Saudi Arabia investment in it. The idea of the Middle East being destabilized was that the Saudis, through the jihadists, remember Wahhabism comes out of Saudi Arabia. It's one of the most radical forms of Islam in the Middle East. But it's all Sunni. What they want is to reestablish a caliphate. You know, a caliphate would be like the Ottoman Empire reestablished under Turkey. And the way to get there, the jihadists think, is to destabilize the Middle East with the Muslim Brotherhood, with Al-Qaeda, working in concert with terrorist acts to destabilize, create fear, gain power, like in Egypt. The original attempt in Egypt with Morsi was, once Morsi was elected, the Muslim Brotherhood won the parliamentary election. Parliamentary seats then give them power. The next step is to cancel the next election and declare the Muslim Brotherhood in power. These techniques are used. I mean, we've got to go back to the Muslim Brotherhood's roots, the Mufti in Jerusalem, the roots with Hitler, the whole idea of the radical control of the Middle East.
Sure. Well, British intelligence, how do they play in? Because they helped set up Saudi Arabia with Lawrence of Arabia. But now even England, from your sources, why did England, who's usually going for all this, why did they say, let's not do it? And even if there's another chemical attack, that was obviously saying, don't stage another one. We're still not going to go in. What happened in England to get them to stop what they were doing?
There was no necessity for England to be involved. England could sit it out. England doesn't have, England's got an increasingly socialized population on the left. There's a large Arabic population increasingly so in London. And so there's no reason to destabilize Great Britain at this time. The United States handled the destabilization of the Middle East, and it was all moving in favor of greater control for the Sunnis.
Sure.
Over all these radicalized...
Why do the French suddenly want to be involved?
Well, the French have a deep interest in Mali. Look at how much of the French oil is again yet coming out of Africa. Again, you've got to go to the oil politics if you really want to understand the Middle East and North Africa.
Exactly. So they're planning to invade all of Africa with their new Al-Qaeda secret armies, and they're promised goodies and to be part of the new Al-Qaeda caliphate if they play ball.
ultimately, Gaddafi wanted this. Gaddafi was moving to create mosques all through Africa. The move to create a African Union.
Stay there. Tell us on the other
We're
side,
on
Doctor.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the end of the broadcast today, and then we'll have it on the nightly news tonight, we're going to have Kit Daniels with a big write-up on the whistleblower, Tosh Plumlee, who was on yesterday, who's a famous whistleblower, not just on Iran-Contra when he got called up, but before that from the church hearings. He still works as a contractor for the CIA. Yesterday he was in an Air Force base with a line of C-130s loading them up with weapons, obviously a classified mission. But he's been over there, and he talked to a high-level NATO official, and they broke down that, no, indeed, the ambassador and others, exactly what I was told by people in the Pentagon, Colonel Schaefer concurred and said that was a lot of the info he was getting, that undoubtedly it was a hit of the ambassador. But I went forward to say, no, it was a planned hit. We know Obama stood down for more than 6 hours. And Plumlee is a very credible source. Jim Mars got us in contact with him. He hasn't been heard from in over a decade politically. He had a gag order in 1991 when he was call to Congress about CIA operations. He's been advising Joint Task Force 6 at Fort Bliss, Texas, down there on the whole Mexican drug war. And he was on admitting that basically elements of our government and the Mexican government are the ones really running it, and there's a war with the white hats in our government and the Mexican Navy are the good guys, which is my intel from DEA sources as well. So, I mean, this is just a mess, ladies and gentlemen. And he confirmed, and that video's up on Infowars.com, but it's going to be an article that we're going to tweet out at Real Alex Jones at the end of the hour after Dr. Corsi leaves us and we take some calls, that he talked to a NATO official while in the Middle East. And again, there's a lot he can't say because he's on classified missions. He said, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. He might get killed over this. He's had friends that have been killed. They've had congressional hearings about this last time stuff came out. But he said he's not going to sit there and watch that mother, ask why her son, Mr. Smith, died. Well, we know. We know the Al-Qaeda security force in Benghazi hired as the State Department security. The general security came in and killed those people. And the local bases were told, stand down. And the local CIA base full of commandos did stand down. And but he was confirming from two sources, one NATO, one military in Texas, that, well, you heard it yesterday, that indeed it was State Department legal arms under the arms export operation, legal on paper, but not really legal because it was to groups listed as terrorists, sent down there, and then it was actually what he called high-energy weapons, high-impact weapons, was the exact quote. U.S. Stinger-type missiles, new generation, not just the French missiles and stuff that got taken from Gaddafi stores. And that the ambassador sent cables saying, I'm not going to be part of this. This is going to blow back. There was criticism. The military, we know, was criticizing. We know the Joint Chiefs have said they're against this publicly. And I guess to try to get everybody in line, they whacked Stevens. Now, Dr. Corsi, you heard what I just broke down there, and I want to then get into some other issues in the few minutes we have left with you. And then you're coming on, I think, next week to talk about your book that's already a bestseller on Who Really Killed Kennedy. I've been reading it. It's intriguing info. But please, sir, you heard me just break that down. I know you probably haven't heard the interview yet. What is your intel? Because we said a week after it was an arms deal. That's now been confirmed, but they're covering up the details. They've changed the identities of some of the whistleblowers. Who knows where they really are? You heard what I just said from this famous CIA pilot. What is your take?
Well, I mean, the Benghazi deal, I think, was entirely an arms deal. Stevens was meeting with one of the Turkey diplomats. The last dinner he had was with Turkey, one of the top Turkey officials, and they had to be discussing the shipment of arms. I mean, that was, one of the ships had been interdicted, yet we were still trying to get arms into Syria through Turkey, and we were also allowing transport for a lot of the Al-Qaeda rebels. I mean, it was a very complicated story because, if you remember, some of the attackers who came on scene in Benghazi said, Morsi sent us. They were sent by the Egyptians. The Egyptian link to causing the Benghazi attack was very clear. And one of the other elements that they were pressing for is that the Egyptians and Morsi wanted the release of this blind sheik who had masterminded the 1993 blowing up of the initial bomb in the basement of the World Trade Center that didn't succeed in bringing the towers down. But it was that plot. The idea was, and it suggested again, that we could have a capture, a hostage taking of our ambassador in exchange for the blind sheik. By the way, Alex, this is just coming over the news now. It looks like Kerry has signed the UN Arms Treaty, which is completely in violation of the Constitution because it's a treaty, would have to be approved by the Senate. But the U.S. Arms Treaty is a backdoor to eliminating the Second Amendment because UN Arms Treaty calls for the ability of the UN to come in and shut down any private ownership of firearms that could be Somehow or other tied to international transport of firearms and weapons.
Well, that's how they're banning these 3D printer guns, is that they're saying it violates the international arms agreement. And there it is. Kerry signs UN arms treaty. Senator threatens to block it. That just came out on Fox News. We're gonna post it to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now.
It's huge news. This is a huge move to try to backdoor the end to the Second Amendment, which is one of the major objectives of the Obama administration. The backdoor, it goes right along with the ramping up of the NSA and the trying to keep the NSA under wraps. You know, we have a Gestapo intelligence system that Hitler would have loved to have had.
Well, sir, let me ask you this in the 5 minutes we've got left, Dr. Corsi. Let me ask you this. They have public schools under Department of Education now saying if you're seen playing with a water gun or a plastic gun that shoots airsoft plastic pellets, you're kicked out of school for an entire year, 9 months of school. This is a reign of terror. They are now having Obamacare people under Acorn-type groups come to your door with your Social Security number. This is a total criminal takeover. I cannot believe how insane it is. It's worse than I thought. It's moving quicker. It looks like it's now happening. They're bad-mouthing George Washington and the new Army manuals. We have entered Twilight Zone levels. Let me ask you this. 17 to 19% in Gallup trust the government, all-time low. So people are waking up. The military's waking up. The police are waking up. The system admits they're waking up. But it appears the socialist, Cloward and Piven, banker-run scum doesn't care and is going to go all the way. So let me ask you this. They're now Obama now promised to the Black Caucus that he spoke to that he's, quote, fired up and will get the guns this year. How do they think they're going to get this done? What is their ace in the hole? And historically, what are we facing here? Because I have never been more on edge in my life. This is 10 times in my gut anything I've ever felt right now, and I know everybody else is feeling it. Where are we, Dr. Corsi?
Well, first of all, you've got, you know, always been a presumption that as this New World Order crowd gets close to the finish line, it'll be a naked dash to the finish line. In other words, they will get rid of all the pretenses. They'll just come out and violate the First Amendment, violate the Second Amendment, and confiscate guns. Gun registration used by those who want to eliminate the Second Amendment is the first step to gun confiscation. Once they know where the guns are, they know where to go get them. And the desensitizing of kids in the schools to think that guns are evil, all the discussion that we've seen, even this Navy Yard shooting where the troops had been armed, you go back to the Clinton era, disarming our troops, our military on military bases, which is a disgrace. The troops have been armed. That
but, I mean, now the school says you can't have toy guns at home. That's totally illegal. Well, and that's what I'm saying.
Kids in the backyard playing with guns are now being disciplined in schools. I mean, they're being reported by neighbors and disciplined in schools. The public school system is really just increasingly a social control network. The what's going on today also with Ted Cruz, The Republican Party, I think, is finally a group of the Republican Party is realizing that there's no fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. If you're dealing with John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the establishment Republicans, they are identical in their objectives to the Democrats. And they really don't want to defund Obamacare. They want the increasing government involvement, the increasing government supervision, the increasing government encroaching on the economy. Now, what happens usually, and I think we already had the first false flag attempted, that was Syria. If Obama could have sold that Assad was responsible for the chemical attacks, and anybody in the United States had cared, that would have been an impetus to go to war. I think they're looking for another impetus to go to war. Fortunately, the American people, I think, are waking up too, Alex, and are saying enough. But the biggest fear, the biggest threat is a collapse of the economy, is a fundamental breakdown of the fiat money system in which.
By the way, for folks that don't know, that's really your forte from Harvard, and you advise the biggest banks in the world. You don't toot your horn. You are a expert on international banking. At what point are we right now on that?
And they can close down the international banking system, create a crisis any day. With just a series of a triggered series of bailouts that were not provided that began implosion of the EU, which could carry over to the United States, an implosion of the derivatives market, which is, you know, something like a now a $700 trillion market that no one truly understands. There's any number of ways to implode the system with this much debt. And the goal would be to collapse all the fiat currencies into one fiat currency, probably issued by the International Monetary Fund, or to propose an alternative to the dollar for international trade.
The new global SDR with $100 trillion over a decade credit to back the bankers, what they called for 2 years ago at Davos. And as usual, Doctor, you have hit it right on the head. That's why they're so arrogant. They know something so horrible is coming, total economic collapse, that they're going to pose as saviors, and we're going to do anything, including registering and then turning in our guns and accepting Brigade Homeland and welcoming the Army in because things are so bad. We will be welcoming them. I will welcome them in if people are rioting for 2 weeks straight. And then it's all acclimated, and then Obama gets to be the savior.
In Kenya, likely today, you know, the first impulse is going to be to increase security, give more power to the Kenyan government in order to go after the bad guys.
They're now calling for checkpoints here and mall security because of it,
forgetting that the Kenyan government was the one who invited the bad guys in the first place. You know, then the government gets more power to police the terrorist problem the government invited into the country and authorized through the Constitution, this new Constitution, to be able to have Sharia law rights in the country. I mean, you basically, by empowering the government, are empowering the criminals that caused the problem.
By the way, this was also racial, as you know. They not only asked him who was Muhammad's mother, if you were white, they shot you out of hand thinking he wouldn't be a Muslim.
Well, and the, you know, again, the whole Luo Kikuyu overlay of, you know, tribal violence in Kenya could break out again at any moment. That's another tinderbox that's ready to explode at any instant. But Kenya's also on the edge financially. You know, without, you know, Kenya, if Kenya collapses or the international economies collapse further in Africa, you're going to have massive social unrest throughout Africa. Right now, throughout Northern Africa, the economic activity is about gone to zero. I mean, you're struggling in Libya to revitalize the oil industry when the country is still basically in the hands of terrorists who control the government.
Incredible. Yeah. Bottom line, sir, we'll let you go in 60 seconds. Bottom line, how are things going for the New World Order, though? I mean, I know they always use crises to get more power, but if they get blamed for the crisis that they've helped execute, could we see a fall of the New World Order, or at least get damaged? Because everything they're touching turns to you-know-what.
Well, and again, this is why I'm working so hard, and you are too, Alex, to expose this agenda, to make people aware that, you know, that's why I wrote the book on Kennedy. We'll cover that later, but it's, again, the whole exposure of this New World Order agenda, which is intent on using intelligence agencies to lie, intelligence agencies to control the population. It's predicated on confiscating guns. It intends to have a educational system in which children are indoctrinated and to have a police state in which the citizenry is disarmed. Those are the primary.
Yeah, bottom line, the New World Order is not a good deal for anybody, but maybe one
tip. Live in it. If you do live in it, you live in it as a slave. You live in it provided you don't disagree and don't demand too much. It's only going to be beneficial for a very small group at the top, as any of these, you know, dictatorships or structures are, benefiting the international businesses, multinational corporations that want the cheapest labor possible. It's a destructive system that will not advance human human beings. It won't have respect for human rights.
It's a race to the bottom. Powerfully said, WND.com. Doc, we got you on next week, I believe, for a full hour to break down your new amazing book that's already on pre-sale. Thank you. And by the way, I've read most of the book now. Very powerful. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Yeah, they don't like what he's saying, folks. They're censoring this. They're mad about this. That last interview where we showed all the documents on air about Obama funding the terrorists directly that are involved in the Nairobi shooting, this is dangerous stuff. And I'm not up here just saying that every 5 minutes now. I didn't used to say that. I mean, we're under threat, okay? We need your prayers. Dr. Corsi needs them. We all need them. And we're all in this together. Ted Cruz needs it. Matt Drudge needs it. Ron Paul needs it. Anybody that starts telling the truth or is on the front lines of liberty is under attack. But, hey, we're in motion ourselves. We're on the offense. Fine. We know it's a fight. We asked for it. I want to tell you about MrMinibox.com before we come back and go to your calls. People of all walks of life are preparing for economic collapse. MrMinibox.com provides storage solutions that are mold, mildew, and water resistant. Ladies and gentlemen, these boxes are a perfect solution for protecting your survival equipment or storable food for when you need it most. They are perfect for storing in the basement or even underground. MrMinibox.com is your patriotic destination for lightweight, stackable storage bins. Go to MrMinibox.com/Alex to get prepared today and find some of their specials. That's MrMinibox.com/Alex. Great way to hide your guns as well. And that's the one thing holding the scum back, folks, that we've got guns. We're willing to defend ourselves. They would love to have their way with us like the Red Terror. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Day after day, alone on a hill, with a foolish grin is keeping perfect.
You know, there's an article up on Infowars.com. It says Bloomberg poll, nearly half the nation views Obama unfavorably. Folks, that's a Bloomberg baloney poll. If you really look at all the polls, Obama's got about 30% support by idiots that are on welfare and that think he's their daddy. I mean, there's a Gallup poll out showing 17%, if you look at conservatives, it's 19 if you just do the whole country, 19% support of government, period. Congress has a 10% approval rating. So just remember that when you see all these polls. They are a load of bull. I'm out there talking to the public. You see the numbers. You see the military. The military came out a few months ago and said, nobody believes our PSYOPs anymore. So we're going to promise to tell the truth now. That itself, another PSYOP. But the military people know what's going on. William in Tennessee, listening on 1470 AM WBCR. And we'll go to Will in Oklahoma, listening on XM 244. You're on the air, William. Go ahead.
A couple of things on Mr. Cruz that he's actually incorrect about. Congress is not exempt from the health care bill. They're not exempt from it. They require that they have to go to the exchange like anybody else does on the exchanges to get their health care benefits if they want to. Second of
no,
all,
no, that's not. You're a Democratic seminar caller?
Okay. Second of all,
put him on hold. Put him on hold. This is a Democratic. I'll give you time in a minute, but I actually know what you're going to say next. I've heard the seminar calls. I know what they are. And I don't mind. We don't screen your calls, sir, so we're a different type of radio show, but I will tell people when it's a seminar call. That's not true. That's a Harry Reid talking point. This is designed to bankrupt the country. It was written by the insurance companies. Mitt Romney was behind it. You Democrats only care about the Democratic Party, and you feel like you're on a winning team. Sir, if I really wanted to hurt you guys, I would not try to stop this going through. Listen, my dad's in healthcare management. He's going to basically retire over this because he knows what it is, okay? And you don't know what you're talking about. Now, you think you're going to get some free deal. Did Obama raise taxes on people making less than $200,000 a year? Yes, he did. Did Obama sign the NDAA when he said he wouldn't? Did Obama hire more lobbyists than anybody else? Did Obama say that raising the debt limit did not raise the debt limit? I don't mind having people that disagree, but when they're spewing Harry Reid vomit, like Harry Reid vomited it on William, and then he vomited it on me. Now, tell me whose talking points you're reading. What side is it from? Harry Reid's side or WhiteHouse.gov? And then if you're honest about it, I'll let you read the points on air. Go ahead. Whose points are you reading?
This is from the bill. It's from the federal government. It's from the healthcare.gov site. It's the federal government saying this. Congress is not exempt. They can go through exchanges if they want to.
There you go. It's a White House baloney. Just like they have fact sheets at Walgreens saying there are no side effects from the flu shot. I mean, they'll hand you a sheet saying there's no side effects, but you're not reading from the actual bill. You're reading from a Democratic Party captured and run federal website lying to you. Deborah, go ahead and read the next line. I knew you were reading. Go ahead.
I'm not reading anything. I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot. Second of all, according to premiums, actually, on the average, going down. Now, they will go from some people. Yeah, that's true. But on average, they're going back down 16%, according to the Health Human Services. No, that's true.
Okay.
It's average. They go up.
You better hope this thing gets repealed, dummy. But, you know, I know how it is. I'm going to hold you up. We're going into overdrive. I know how this works. You know, I should actually open the phones up for supporters of this. I want you to know my dad is a healthcare manager, and he, you know, has been and testified for the legislature, you name it. He's actually read most of the 10,000 pages scanned over it. And I'll come back to you in a minute. I'll come back to you in a minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.